Hello everyone, this is Valerie and welcome back to Valerie Talks. This is the fourth episode of this season, and on today's episode I'll be dropping 10 adulting essentials. Being an adult, they expect to like be a certain way, have like 1001 life skill or whatever. They just feel like you should have some particular attributes or particular behavior you should like possess as an adult, and they're like 1001 of those things. But I'll be sharing with you today 10 fundamental ones which I feel are really are like essential amongst others. So if you feel I left something that's actually crucial also, I'll be dropping my social media handles and also my Gmail account. Yes, because I figured that people that use Apple Podcasts or any other platform can't send me Anchor messages, like Anchor voice notes, except they go through Anchor. So I don't want to like stress them so much. So I'll be dropping them in the description box below. So that's it. The first one is your alone time. That's like time spent by yourself, thinking about your life, reflecting without being interrupted. And if you don't give yourself that alone time, trust me, nothing will actually sound fun to you. You can be overwhelmed at little things, you would snap easily, you just be drawn back and all of that. But your alone time would actually help you find solitude. It would help you discover yourself, improve your concentration, increase your productivity, reset or reboot your brain, whatever we want to say it. It will also help you work through problems and boost your relationship with family and friends. That's the first adulting essential, your alone time, like I said. The second one is having emergency money in your account. Being an adult, most likely you are going to cater for yourself, so you have like inevitable expenses that like it's like occur at different points in time. Even when you feel like you've planned how you spend your money, at times when unnecessary budget just comes up, and then if you don't have like backup cash or something, you'll be really messed up. So it's safe to like have maybe like a piggy vest account, carry wise, your piggy box, like the normal colo we all know, or like a personal savings account that you know you're not going to touch. It's just for strictly savings. If you know you're going to touch a particular money, you can like open safe lock in piggy for a particular duration, but that's really risky too, because once you need that money for something at a dying moment, you might still be stranded. So I would advise you to just have self-control and just use your normal savings account, like a separate account for it. So that way, if you have like emergency needs to attend to, you can like do it easily. The third one is a very strong relationship with God. We all need God, whether we're like a year old, 30 years old, 100 years old, whatever year it is, like what's, however old you are. Like, no matter how old you are, basically, you need God in your life. And by this particular point where most plans we make don't go the way we want it to be. So understanding God means that you know that even if your plan don't go the way you want it to go, it means that it has something bigger for you. If you don't understand him, you're going to feel neglected. You feel like maybe he doesn't love you, he doesn't really value you, he's not listening to your prayers and all. But most times, he has something better, something in store for you. So understanding his will makes it like makes you at peace even when things don't go the way you plan, because you feel like something good is actually coming. The fourth one is having genuine friends. Personally, I like small circles. I don't like a football team kind of friend, like the whole, like, I don't like crowd basically. I like when we're just like little, like just maybe 3 or 4, and the rest are like just their acquaintances or something. That way you can like filter the unusual, because at this particular point everybody's clock is like ticking differently. So if you're like in this group of 11 or in a really large place, like we have like too many people as your friends, if you're doing good and someone else is not doing good, that's like hating on you secretly, you won't even know, and then issues could come up. But once you guys are like really genuine to each other, and then you're like really few, you can even help yourselves grow. It's easier basically to like get to communicate, to get to everybody. It's really easy. It's much more easier and better basically. Then the fifth one is a skincare routine and a healthy life. As an adult, the list of your problems right now should be having breakouts or having avoidable headaches, in the sense that growing up now, like at this particular phase where you are, you should have mastered common tips on your wellness? Like, maybe you know that, you should know that lack of water could actually cause headache, not having enough rest can cause you to break down, and still less oil you need for. And then skincare wise, you should know that as an adult, you should not, like, you should not be scrubbing your face. It's really harmful because it causes breakouts actually, and like drying of the skin to an extent. If you're like trying to strip oils from your face, like your nose region, your T-zones, you're trying to like maybe get rid of oil because your skin is very, very oily. It's either your sebum produces more oil or your face dries out completely. You should also know about exfoliation and how well it works for your skin. So being an adult, you should like know these particular things, and it should be part of you. It should not be something you struggle with. It should be like part of you right now. The sixth one is to stay organized. Have a really good working schedule. Know how to like plan properly as an adult. Make visible to-do lists. I said visible because if you make a to-do list in your head, most likely it's really, really blurry and you may not really achieve those things. But once you write them out, the tendency of you doing it is higher than you not writing it out. So it's going to help you declutter your workspace also. Work with plans you've made and be consistent with it. If you're having like issues with procrastination, I recommend a book for you, which is It's That Frog by Brian Tracy. If you can't get the book, just text me, social media or my mail, and I'll send you the PDF of the book too. It really helped to like reduce procrastination and know how to plan effectively and all. So the seventh one is time management. You should take time seriously at this particular point. You should know how to like allocate time to like the important things and know how to allocate time to less important things, basically giving what more attention, giving the other thing lesser attention based on how important they are, like your scale of preference. You know what needs more attention, what doesn't need more attention. The eighth one is honesty. You should be brutally honest as a young adult, as an old adult, as an adult, as a human being. You should be brutally honest. Learn how to say no if that thing doesn't sit well with your schedule. Be a sincere person, so they take you for your word. They know that, okay, yes, if it's a particular thing, it is what it is. Not when they're saying A and they're like, what if he's wrong? Let them take you for your word. That's the real deal once you're being honest. The ninth one is leadership. You're not a baby, clearly. You're not a baby. So you should have leadership skills so you can, like, guide others. And, you know, as an adult, you have people that look up to you, like the young ones look up to you. So you know how to, like, put them in the right track and all. And for the fact that you might most likely be a parent, you need to, like, teach your kids too and all of that. And aside that, the popular opinion is, like, so master's program actually require leadership skills from you just to get in, like, if you're doing, like, scholarship, whatever, they would actually want to, like, know if you have leadership skills and all. Then the 10th and the last one is to be able to be independent and able to adapt to whatever. Every adult should master the skill of being independent, meaning they should be able to do things on their own, live on their own, and all of that. You should be able to adapt to change from location, weather, basically change of environment. And that means you're like tolerating, you know how to like change, because you're going to change workplace, you change environment, you can like change your country, you're going to change different things. So as an adult, you know how to like adapt. There's no moment that's taking you somewhere, no one's going to call you out, oh my god, okay, junior, do you need food, do you need this? So you know how to be on your own for yourself, be that lady, be that man that's like all grown and all of that. So I try to make this particular podcast as short as possible. It's not short enough, but as short as possible and also precise. And with that said, we've come to the end of this particular podcast. I hope you're able to grab stuff from it. Feel free to send me feedbacks, and thank you for staying till the very end. Good luck with your adulting, good luck with it, and until next time, peace out, Valerie.